This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, Friday edition of the program. We're live in Island Park, keeping an eye on the staging for the Black Lives Matter protest. I'm sorry, Kevin just slapped me upside the head. He is like unbelievable. You know, he's packing heat today, so he's a little cocky. You know,
You know what? You could just tell Kevin, hey, be thankful I didn't say riot.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll shut him up.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right.
We had one of those last weekend. Anyway, it's a celebration, excuse me. And meanwhile, there's truckloads of bricks headed for Moorhead, according to my law enforcement services.
I took the long way down here because they're talking about that. I all the way wove around downtown a little bit, didn't see one pallet of bricks yet. So,
yeah.
Anyway, didn't see any.
Well, we have intel that they are staging bricks around. And you might say,
what are they doing, pulling them off houses? Or what are they working?
Somebody's dropping pallets.
You might say that's crazy, but folks, it's happened. They literally stage them. They watch it. They see it happen. So, anyway, we'll keep an eye on all of that. That's why we're live downtown on What's on Your Mind Today. It's another Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer here for a full hour. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. It is a Friday, and the home cooking is heating up. Oh, my gosh. So if you're headed west, east, north, south, I'd find one of these locations, Sloppy Joe's and Chips in Harwood today. Get two Sloppy Joe's, the chips, plus two sides and a bun. That's a great deal. The Valley City location, exit 292, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. You got to pay for that, but the nap is free that comes after. I'm just telling you. 12th Avenue, Fargo, chicken, bacon, ranch sandwich, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders. Okay? PetroServe USA. 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day is great, too. The pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce popper coffee. That's at all the PetroServe USA locations. And great home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Senator Kevin Cramer.
So you're talking about one of my favorite restaurants. And it's a gas station. I love it.
I kind of feel bad for the people in Tower City, but I can't not stop in Valley City. I just can't anymore. It's just so good, you know. And then I kind of treat it the Tower City stop like a, you know, pie pickup once in a while kind of thing. How about you?
Well, let me just let you know that all that PetroServe has done for me is created two stops instead of one. So it has zero effect on my cash outlays in Tower City. Just add it.
You know, the CEO of PetroServe USA is a gentleman by the name of Kent Sattring, and he is a gem of a guy. And Clark Erickson is in charge of all their convenience stores. He just does an incredible job. We should talk to those two and say, could you save us a stop and see if you can't work with those folks in Tower City? Maybe you got two stops for us that are PetroServe USA.
Well, they could do that. That might, you know, from a marketing standpoint, that might be considered cannibalism. I'm not sure, but it's really, both places are spectacular. And, you know, I think I've said this before, and one of the things that grieves me about this dumb pandemic, I mean, there's several things, but one of them is that the stop in, most stops, but the stop at PetroServe in Valley City, I like to stop there and get popcorn. They have great popcorn. And plus they have
nobody does anymore. Nobody does anymore.
No.
You can't find it.
You can't find it. And I understand that, I think, I don't know. But anyway, so I keep stopping, hoping that this will be the day that they popped popcorn. And so far, no. I was in there Friday, actually. And
you can't tell me how it's different to take a metal scoop to popcorn versus being handed a hamburger by somebody with a glove on. I don't know.
That's common sense again, Scott.
I know. You just said stupid pandemic. You're a member of the United States Senate. That might be newsworthy right there. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just tired of this pandemic. I'm tired of it. It's been an awful thing. For lots of reasons, but one of the reasons, and I think one of the things we're seeing play out, and then, of course, looking at today's jobs report, I love the experts. The experts on Wall Street predicted a drop of 8 or a loss of like what was it, $8.3 million or something. Instead, it was an increase of $2.5 million. You know, who needs experts? But anyway, it's you look at what it's done to our economy, and you wonder, as Donald Trump said from the very beginning, is the cure worse than the disease? And I just hope that if this happens again, if there's a resurgence at some point, or if it comes back, or some other thing comes back, I hope we learned our lesson about just across the board shutting down the economy and putting everybody, you know, on some sort of government assistance program instead of letting them work. I know that's reckless to some people, but I'm sorry. I've seen too many people, too many depressed people, too many. In fact, I think much of what we're going through right now with regard to this, to the response to the George Floyd shooting is exacerbated by people's depression and sense of hopelessness as a result of the way this pandemic's been handled.
Let me ask you something that I hear a fair amount, and it goes something like this. If you think with the greatest economy in the world and some would argue the history of the United States cranking,
mm-hmm.
and a virus comes from China to the world and does the destruction it does to our economy and the world economy is a coincidence, you are a moron. That's what I hear a lot from people. Do you believe that this was an attack on the American economy?
Well, whether it was an intentional attack or not, I do believe that there are a lot of actions that were intentional in response to it. In other words, I don't know that China or somebody in China, you know, purposely created the virus and unleashed it to destroy the world economy, because there's not a lot that, you know, that China can gain by the destruction of the world economy. Although, when you don't value human life, which they don't in China, and there's lots of evidence of that, then, you know, then maybe people are expendable. I don't know, but I do know this, that the result, once the disease was out, I do believe that there are a lot of people that are more than happy to take advantage of it in various ways, and I think we've seen that. I think we've seen that play out. But I don't think it's unique to a pandemic. It's just that this is such an extreme and severe crisis that led to more severe crisis.
Well, given the fact that came at the hands of China, is it reasonable to think whatever damage has been done to us economically or otherwise, that our laser-like focus should be on retribution, maybe a little strong, but at a minimum, you know, some sort of financial, you know, take responsibility for it. Own it. Mm-hmm. It came from you. You didn't handle it right. And you cost us $4 trillion, $5 trillion, $6 trillion, whatever. Write the check.
Well, if anybody thinks that China's ever going to accept or announce their acceptance of responsibility, we are seeing communism up close and personal. And by the way, Scott, the one of the good things that can come of all this is that all of the naive people who think we're all the same, that somehow the, you know, globalism is great and we're the capitalists, therefore we should always get run over by somebody who isn't. What we're seeing now is we're seeing what socialism and communism and totalitarianism really looks like in the case of China. What I can't get over is that there are still media outlets in this country that are apologetic. They're apologists for China. They still don't understand, or at least they don't want to admit that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is an apologist for China. They somehow think it's Donald Trump's fault rather than China's fault. And these are the very people whose brothers and sisters in journalism were thrown out of China for revealing truths about this thing.
That's how much they hate Donald Trump.
But I'm not so sure, Scott. Yes, they do hate Donald Trump. But I'm not so sure that they don't envy that socialism a little bit too much.
Yeah, they're globalists too. Sure, they're all in for that. But they hate Trump because he's standing in the way of it, in my mind. Last question on this topic, and then we can get to some calls and get to it here today. Regardless of how it happened, how it got here, we are where we are. Mm-hmm. It seems to me the white coat effect of doctors saying, ooh, you guys are, ooh, wait about this, could be 2 million, could be 20 million, all of that, right, has fizzled, I mean, big time, to the point where, you know, they put stuff up on the CDC website, oh, never mind that hundreds of thousands of dollars we spent on disinfected, it doesn't live on surfaces. You know, I mean, it's just like, holy buckets, how could they be more wrong? Whatever. We are where we are. Can we be done now and just admit we overreacted?
No. We can't. When I say we, you and I might be able to. But I'm not seeing that. I'm certainly not seeing it in Washington, D.C. I do see it to some degree, certainly around Bismarck and throughout North Dakota, but especially out here in the western part of the state. But remember, Bismarck in Burleigh County, every other day we have one, you know, one case. There's never been a death. So I think a lot of people have just sort of said, nonsense, enough of this. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. You know, let's protect the most vulnerable people that are there most severely hurt by the disease and go about our business. So that's really, I see that taking off in a lot of places. I don't see it taking off in Washington, D.C. You still see just the most, except for the rioters.
Yeah, except for the rioters. And this is something our listeners are so sick of hearing me say that, I see how it works. I can't go see a loved one. I can't go to church. I can't go see a loved one in a senior care facility. I can't go to church, and I can't go to graduation, but the protesters can do whatever they want because it's the First Amendment. Hello. Perfect opportunity to say, see you in 90 days, guys. We have a pandemic to fight. There's been one good thing from the pandemic. More coming
up. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
Wow, that should be like on a poster for Island Park here in a couple hours for the protests. I mean, what is it, Todd? Celebration. Sorry, I get just I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's kind of like fighting Hawks fighting Sioux for me. I just say what I have said for. Calling something what it is, and you know.
Do you need a little reminder, a way to remind you of what it is?
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. That's very, very nice. Yep.
So every time you think of what's coming up, just think that this is the music blaring. This should be the music blaring in the streets. If you want to drill it into everybody's heads, it's a celebration.
Yep.
Then
thank you very much. Yep. The celebration, Black Lives Matter, and they do. So do all lives. I had to tell you a moment. Have I become my parents last night? Like you can't believe. Oh my gosh, 55 years old, and I am talking to my 21-year-old daughter Hannah, and my 17-year-old daughter Haley, and they were conversing back and forth about don't say all lives matter. I was doing a poster like don't put hashtag all lives matter. I'm like, why can't I put hashtag all lives matter? If that isn't the most basic, simple statement, I don't know what is. And he said, because it'll trigger a bunch of people, and they'll da-da-da-da-da. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I can't say that. And they're like, no, you can't say that now because that means you don't think Black Lives Matter. Are you kidding me? This, and by the way, thank you, Barack Obama. That's what you brought America to. Gosh, you're a genius. Oh, all that community organizing paid off. You got to be kidding me. Now, I will say this, and I have to have him come on the show one day. You know what they said, Kevin? They said, well, think of it this way. If you went to a march against breast cancer and you had a sign that said all cancer matters, you would offend people. Not because they agree with you there, but they're going to say, why are you coming to this party with that? Because I guess it's sort of the equivalent of me going to an NDSU Frisco celebration wearing UND stuff, which about got me killed. I'm not even kidding. And so maybe it's like that. I don't know. But we're really at a silly place in our nation's history.
Well,
with all this
Scott, it is my greatest frustration with our culture is that the hypersensitivity of people. First of all, I'm not very, I admittedly, I'm not very sensitive, which means I'm not easy to offend. At least I rarely sense personal offense by anything anybody says about me personally, about me politically, about my hair, my overweight, my bad voice, my my votes. I mean my culture. I don't take things personally, and so I worry a lot about just how I'm sorry this can get me. I worry about how weak we've become emotionally as people. That's how I see it. It's like, come on, people. Everybody, but here's the other problem, Scott. We have created a culture, and we've created a government in many respects, where people are well served by being victims. And if they're not a victim of something, they create something to be a victim of.
That's a curse. That is a curse.
It is. I totally agree, because I declare victory in my life every single day. And that's not to say I don't screw up. I screw up plenty, as you know. But come on, choose victory. Don't choose victimhood. You know, that's what grieves me so much is that everybody's got to be offended by something or their day is not complete.
And sadly, because there are less people in America with four-stall garages and lake places and, you know, fancy cars, that there are less people that own those that are black than are white, that is white privilege all of a sudden. Rather than saying, look, that person's spending their money how they want to spend the money, I don't think that's getting them to heaven any more than you living in a, an apartment instead. But I also believe you live in a country where if you want the four-stall garage and the cabin and the big trucks and all the toys, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. Don't think they're going to get you happiness, but they're yours in America if you decide I'm going to work hard, I'm going to do an honest day's work, and I'm going to show I care. Oh my gosh, you can do anything. And rather than wasting time saying I'm a victim, you know, you use the term weak. I guess that is a weakness because you just quickly default to it. But I just want to take people by the shoulders and say, come on, stop being a victim. Do whatever you want to do. You know, gosh almighty, it's sad. I tell you, my dad did this. My dad was in business for himself after working for a great family broadcaster for a lot of years. And when he went into business, terrible timing, Jimmy Carter lost the business. And the rest of his life, he was bitter.
He was totally bitter. His whole thing was, this guy screwed me. That was a victim deal. That was a bad deal. His whole life was about that. Rather than, oh, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do whatever. I can do whatever. Look, I got three kids. I got kids in radio. I've got, four of his children went into the business, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, that's a proud accomplishment for a dad. I am who I am because of him. But he played victim. My own dad did. I couldn't talk him out of it, or my siblings sometimes. So it's everywhere. I'm not being preachy. I'm saying it's in my own family, and it's just sad, you know. I don't know how you get people to break out of that, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what we need to do? Let's, one of these weeks, let's get Dale Brown back on the show. He'll fire us all up.
Great
native Shaquille O'Neal's coach. I mean, you talk about a motivator.
Here's a text question. And then I have a question about a Bloomberg article I saw today that ranchers in North Dakota ought to be jumping up and down, wanting to give you and Senator Hovind and Congressman Armstrong and President Trump and Sonny Perdue big old wet kiss on the lips. But anyway, there's some good stuff going on for ranchers right now. What has Mr. Kramer been doing to help save Falkirk Mine and GRE?
So a number of things that we've worked on, and frankly, there have been some things very recently, just had a hearing the other day with the OMB nominee for the Office of Management and Budget Director relating to the 45Q rulemaking coming out of the IRS. It took us a couple of years at least to get the Treasury Department to come up with the regulation, and then it went over to OMB and Director Vogt, who's just been a great acting director. He and I have been talking on the phone, and then yesterday, at his hearing, we talked further about the 45Q, finalizing that during the comment period, making sure we highlight North Dakotans' concern and comments. That's not just about Falkirk, however, that's about coal in general across the board. It's particularly important to Coal Creek Station and to our utilities, because we have hundreds of millions, if not more, dollars sitting on the sidelines waiting to invest in technologies. 45Q, by the way, is a portion of the tax code that provides a credit for carbon capture, as well as carbon capture utilization and storage, as well as just carbon capture and storage. And we have the technologies, we have the interest, we have the investors, we have the oil patch that can benefit from the carbon, and we've been waiting for a couple of years to get this finalized, and finally went over to OMB. They're moving it quickly out of OMB after the comment period. I mainly wanted to highlight the comments of highly technical comments of many North Dakotans in their file and make sure that they're considered in the final rulemaking. So that's one thing just as recently as this week. Beyond that, working with the various companies, various stakeholders, entities that may be potential buyers, all of these kinds of things. There are some other things, but some of it's not necessarily for public consumption either.
That music means we need to take a break. Mike in Rugby has a question for you. We have Roger in Minot who has a question for you. We have a little surprise. Kevin and I are going to surprise somebody who's celebrating his 99th birthday this week. Woo! And much more straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating the jobs market's beginning to bounce back following the coronavirus pandemic.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with a report beating expectations. Elaine Kara George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us
total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined by 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
I'm John Clemens.
What could be Tropical Storm Cristobal by Sunday is expected to hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds and flooding rain this weekend. A tropical storm watch is already in effect for that region. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
In your career, well, change of scenery maybe, better provide for your family. Coast Materials has immediate openings. Ready-mix truck drivers with a current A or B CDL, Fargo and Grand Forks. Excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment. Relocation assistance is available, so they'll move you. Join the Coast team. Become part of the Coast family. Be part of the community here. Locally owned and operated, that's a big deal. Been serving their customers quality products for over 50 years. They're not going anywhere. And booms and busts, everybody needs concrete, right? And all the materials they have at Coast. Coastmaterials.com. That's K-O-S-T-Materials.com. Or call 701-367-1759. Back on What's on Your Mind with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Are you up for a little surprise? Senator, should we surprise our friend Len Oz?
I think we should.
Okay.
I think we should.
All right. You know, not every day you turn 99, right?
No, it's not. It's,
he's on the phone already. Way to go. Hey, Len, how are you?
I'm real good. And Senator Cramer, I'm sorry I missed you on that call and played tag with you, but I didn't make it.
Wait a minute, he called you already, Len?
I called him
yesterday.
He's a better friend, because he called you on your birthday, and we called you the day after. There you go.
Here's the thing. Len was so busy partying, he didn't have time to talk to me, so I had to leave a voicemail.
That's right.
He called me back, but I don't stay up as late as him, so I couldn't take his call when he called me back.
How does it feel to be 99, Len?
Well, you know, reflecting on it, I'm rather surprised that I attained this age, but my Scandinavian ancestors lived a good long time, and I've enjoyed it, but you got to challenge yourself. I was listening to Senator Cramer here just now, and I find that being totally stagnant like this is not good for me. I'm in a senior residence, The View, and it's a wonderful place, but right now it's become Alcatraz, you know, and I look at the people here, and the ones that are having some minor health problems or mental problems or whatever are deteriorating fast under this three-month tie-down. And I know that they had to be protected, but it's got to end.
Well, it's hard to hear that, Senator, isn't it?
It is. It's a really important point because I often say, Lynn, what we've done through this pandemic is we've traded in living for surviving. And it's not much of a life.
Some of them are surrendering to that. They don't understand, and they're getting restless. So me included, I suppose. But sure.
So I've heard about a few famous cases where there was an escape from Alcatraz. Would you like us to cook a little something up, Lynn?
Well, I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
I know a pal of yours in the U.S. Senate that might be able to pull a string or two. I don't know.
Hey, listen, if you see a black Suburban running without a driver outside your window, wow. Well, Lynn, first of all, I left this message yesterday, but I just didn't want the day to go by without you knowing how much I love you and appreciate you and respect you and honor you. And you're just an amazing individual and such a great inspiration to all of us. And
thank you.
Not just because you're 99 either, because you've done so much in 99 years.
Well, you know, yeah. If you don't have a challenge in front of you, you're going to have other thoughts. And I've always tried to look forward and look happy. And if I've had some issues, I've worked myself through them. And that's the way people should do, rather than call on your government to help you.
Well, good for you. That's for sure. I'm sure that's what's contributed to your longevity. But I want to ask you, if I can, Scott, if you don't mind, am I asking Lynn a question?
It's your hour too.
In these 99 years, what are the top two or three highlights? And I'm thinking about, of course, obviously, your heroism in World War II, your terms in the legislature and leadership around Minot. I'm thinking about you raising the flag at the Minnesota Twins game at the age of 98. What would you say are a couple of your highlights?
Well, the highlights, I struggled after World War II, but the highlight was meeting a beautiful lady and marrying her. And diverting a lot of my attention, that was one of my highlights. I suppose I could call the trip to Washington, D.C. and to Belgium when Senator Hovind brought me to Washington, D.C. And when I went to Belgium for their 70th anniversary at Bastogne, that was truly a highlight. And my family is a highlight.
Of course. Yeah, so some listeners, Scotty, may not know that Lynn scored spot in World War II at the Battle of the Bulge in the 17th Airborne Division of the 193rd Airborne Infantry, and he was heroic and has received lots of honors and awards, including from the country of France. Returning. And by the way, Lynn, I think I still have, I'm pretty sure, Scotty, maybe even you do, picture of you and Ben Tollefson and I as we headed out to Washington for the Rough Rider Honor Flight.
I have that photo too, and that was a real highlight as well because of the treatment you gave us and Scott gave us and all that happened on that trip.
For us watching,
Highlight.
I was going to say, sorry, for us watching, the camaraderie of you and fellow vets was just like, oh my gosh, rip your heart out. Really, to have people telling those stories and going through that together and counting those stars and knowing how many that meant left behind is just unbelievable. Lynn, you told me one time that you intended to live to 100, and you told me the reason you want. You did. You said you wanted to live 100. I said, well, why is that? You said, because I want to see Donald Trump get reelected.
That's right. I said that here one time to one of my good left-wing or Democratic. And she says, oh, no. And I said, oh, you don't want me to live to be 100? Because Trump is going to win.
You can't make it up. Well, I'll I'll bet Senator Cramer might get you an audience with him if you keep that promise. You live to 100, yeah. He gets reelected, and then you guys can have a little high five together or something in the Oval Office. That'd be awesome.
Well, that'd be pretty. Kevin has been up to see me in my place, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciated our relationships all the way through for the many years.
Well, Scott, I don't know if you've been up to the View. If you haven't, go up there sometime.
I have.
Of course, once they win. You've been up there. You know, it's a beautiful place. And Lynn, you go up there to have coffee with Lynn. He just basically holds court.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
Yeah, people just come to him and get coffee. They bring him coffee, and it's a wonderful place.
I made a special delivery to the View one time. What did I bring you, Lynn? I can't remember. Dave would remember. Bacon. That's where I brought some Cloverdale bacon. I bought a cooler.
Yeah, Cloverdale. You brought me enough for 2 months, and I enjoyed every bit of it. But I made a delivery to you. How'd you like that book?
Oh, my gosh. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I just wish you could find every kid in America right now and say, do you understand what these people did for you? Do you understand what this country means, how it's different than any other? The day you were born, whether you got a penny in your pocket or whether you live in a tin hut or a mansion, you won the lotto if you were born in America. Gosh almighty. I just wish people knew that, you know, understood it better. But that book, as many, does a nice job. We have a little assistant of yours by the name of Dave, your son Dave, who helped us get you on the phone today. So
he's my protector.
Exactly.
He's
so thank you.
My four favorite sons.
Knocking me over with a feather here.
I thought I was your favorite son.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Right now you are.
Okay.
At this time, Dave, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it very much. And happy birthday, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. And you've got to remember, tomorrow is January or June 6th.
Yes,
it's a big day, you know, for World War II people.
Yeah, it's D-Day. And yeah,
it's not Saturday. It's D-Day tomorrow, folks. Remember that.
Right.
Yes, it's an important day. And I hope that the country can get together and live peacefully and forget our violence. I pray for that. And I ask support from everybody in governmental situations to help us get through this.
Yes. I agree. I would do it just because you asked me to.
Yes. Okay.
I'm on it too, Lynn, and that is fantastic stuff. Dave, you should know, before you joined us, we did cook up a little plan. Just think Alcatraz and Escape in a movie to get your dad out of there as soon as possible. So we're
do that. Will you? You can be a little help.
Kramer and I are all in, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just let us know what we're going to do. All right. Good to talk to you guys. Wow. Thanks. You bet, Lynn. Thank you.
This opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. And happy birthday, Lynn.
Happy birthday. Happy 99. Lynn and Dave Oz there. Isn't that something? Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Dave.
Gosh almighty.
Oh, we do that every day?
Priceless moment, huh?
Yeah.
Just incredible. Just incredible. I only have 30 seconds before the music's going to start. Can you tell me about the significance of what we know now related to this investigation on the beef situation and the indictments that were just handed down already or whatever they
did? So there were some indictments on a similar case in the chicken industry, the poultry industry, regarding antitrust violations. So Department of Justice has last week announced, earlier this week announced, those indictments. Today they've announced, or maybe it was yesterday, that they announced that they are now investigating the four big meat packers, and they've issued subpoenas and looking for evidence. And we knew that they were engaged in it, even though we weren't supposed to know. The president sort of blew the whistle on that, but we've been working on this a long time to get the Justice Department to look at what I think is some clear violations.
Let's do it. Ranchers, we're on this. Let's keep going. More after this.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. more and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a Splash Pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, plenty of options. Large selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Every budget, even if yours isn't paid off. If you have a trade, you might be able to get that monthly payment down or just buy your car. Take advantage. Receive the lowest used car rates in years or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they are here to help. If you're not feeling comfortable stopping in, you can shop safely online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They're now offering statewide delivery as well. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Last segment of What's on Your Mind, live from Island Park, downtown Fargo, in anticipation of the Pro excuse me, this celebration that Black Lives Matter is going to be doing later today. And the National
Guard, you're going to sneak that in, right?
The National Guard has been called out from Minnesota. There is intel there, law enforcement, about concerns about plans on the Minnesota side. The Black Lives Matter organizers met with Mayor Bernie Dardis of West Fargo, Mayor Tim Mahoney of Fargo, Mayor Jonathan Judd of Moorhead, police leadership, an intense four-hour meeting this week, and the resolution was to pare down their plans of an all-day circus to this right here, a peaceful celebration, almost said protest, and it is going to be only allowed within the confines of Island Park in downtown Fargo. That's where we are now to watch what happens. Supposed to be from 1 until 3 today. We'll be here. Last weekend, the same thing was said about Saturday's events, and they turned very ugly very fast, and the same individuals claiming leadership with Black Lives Matter, that it would be a peaceful protest, converted from white shirts to black shirts, good guys to bad guys, later when it got very, very ugly in downtown Fargo. So that's all you need to know. All right, it's our final segment already, and I do apologize. I could use, you know, Senator Kevin Cramer gives us an hour a week, and it's not enough, right? I mean, but we're so grateful to have it, and I feel the same way about every show. It just is what it is. Unless you can petition Todd to give us a third hour, we got to get everything in these two statewide. So, but
hey, Dr. Limbaugh, because you know,
I know it's the rush thing. Anyway, we love the man. He shouldn't go away. He's a national treasure. I would not take an hour if it came out of his hide. Just put it that way. Anyway. 24/7, we're here with 855-200-1776. One thing I'd like to say is, you know, there's a primary on Tuesday, and for obvious reasons, we just not had a lot of time to deal with it because, unfortunately, the dual enemies of peace and prosperity, violent protests and COVID have taken a lot of our airtime. So, but if there's a candidate we've not talked to that we should talk to, anybody anywhere, I don't care if you're city council up to, you know, a state treasurer candidate and feel like you haven't, you know, had a chance to say something, feel free to call in anytime. We say what's on your mind for anybody. Obviously, we schedule guests differently, and most times candidates reach out to us, and we say, okay, let's fit you in. So know that you can call anytime, anyplace, okay? All right, let's do this. Let's get Mike at Rugby, and he's been waiting a long time for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Mike. Hello, Mike. Are you there?
All that buildup.
All that build up. Mike, we'll put you on hold here and see if you're on me. Let's see if Dave in Bismarck handles things well. Dave in Bismarck, are you there?
Yes, sir. This is Dave Arendall.
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
Well, I'm good. Thank you very much. And I've heard a guy by the name of Senator Kevin Cramer has endorsed your candidacy along with...
Yes, very, very, very thankful for Senator Cramer and the governor for endorsing my candidate run for District 8. It was very good.
Some folks might not know where District 8 is, Dave, but where is District 8?
District 8 is basically just north of Bismarck, kind of the 71st Street north, follows a river, goes just a little bit past Sterling and goes north quite a ways, up past Underwood Garrison.
And you run for it. You're running for a spot currently held by Jeff Delzer, longtime appropriations chair. Why should Jeff Delzer not be there, and tell us why you should be there?
Well, when I first started running, there was going to be a vacant seat, so I ran for that, you know, and then we found out that, and my cohort, Dave Naren, is also running, so we are definitely running against Delzer. Delzer's been there for 30 years, a lot of folks not very happy with him anymore, and we're there to bring something new to District 8 and, you know, follow the Trump agenda.
Kevin, why did you join Governor Burgum and do this? I'm sure it isn't without controversy in the swamp circles, the political circles of well-meaning folks many times, but just get dug in on a particular candidate or whatever.
Well, yeah. So I know District 8 quite well, of course, and, I got my start in state politics with Leighton Freeburg, the former Senator Leighton Freeburg of District 8, and he was the state party chairman, and I worked for him for, I think, 4 years. And consider him a mentor, really, in many ways. I think it's important to remember that both Daves were endorsed by the District 8 Republican Party. Now, that doesn't always mean a lot to me, as you probably can imagine. But I think, you know, they had a convention up in Underwood. It was pretty overwhelming for the two Daves. It was a four-person race, and, you know, they sized them up, obviously. And I think 30 years is a long time. I respect Jeff. He's a solid conservative, to say the least. Some
might say too conservative, but that's just fine. I think it's been a good reflection of the district. But, you know, 30 years is a long time, and you end up with a lot of, a lot of baggage, if you will, at the end of 30 years. And it was apparently going to be an open seat, and suddenly it wasn't. And so I just think it's time for a couple of fresh conservatives and the two Daves, and that's why I joined the governor and District 8 in endorsing them.
Well, Dave, again, thank you. I imagine a lot of people have voted already, but if they haven't, by golly, do it between now and Tuesday.
Please do it.
Yeah, and the two Daves that you'll hear Kevin talking about and Senator, or rather Governor Burgum talking about as well, are ones they're talking about. And I would say that, too, about Jeff Elzer. Good guy. Nice man. A lot of public service there over 31 years. Just long time, and you kind of, get a little comfortable. So it's time for a change. Thanks, Dave. Good luck to you. Thanks, Kevin.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.